we are accessing every possible resource, and we are utilizing every possible law enforcement tool to find Mr. Stone. We will find Mr. Stone.
Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman is adamant that with help from state and federal officials, the manhunt will end successfully. She says they have looked high and low trying to find the alleged killer. Vetri Furman says a tip that Stone might have been the man who attempted to steal keys at knife point from a Doylestown man who was walking his dog Monday night turned out to be not valid. Part of the issue could be Stone's training as a Marine. John Orzankowski lives in Red Hill near some of the murder sites. Classes were canceled in his school district today because of the manhunt. Orzankowski says a man with survival training can find many places to hide out here in the rural parts of Montgomery County.
It's too easy out here. I mean, to get away. There's too many places to go. You know, if you want to look at it strictly from a survival aspect, then you can stay out here for months.
John Cruz, another local resident, says he's a veteran himself and doesn't necessarily think Stone's time overseas pushed him over the edge.
He was in Afghanistan or Iraq, something like that. Although the unit that he was in was in for, he was there for a period of time. But on the other side of the coin, he was only there himself for a short period of time. So I don't think that we can blame everything on Afghanistan or Iraq, whichever one it was he was in.
Stone had at least 3 arrests for drunken driving, and court records indicate he was ordered to participate in Veterans Court. That's a special program that seeks to help veterans avoid prison while pairing them with people who understand the difficulties of returning to civilian life after military service. There's a mix of reactions in this part of Montgomery County. Some people are afraid during the manhunt, others aren't. Brian Hager is not concerned.
Everybody he's killed has been related to his whole situation, so I don't know if he's like just a random type murderer per se, but he is a murderer, but is he going to kill someone just randomly? That's questionable in my mind.
Jean Landis says she has a different reason not to worry.
I do believe that the Lord is in control of everything that I do, so I'm trusting him to protect me, and I'll deal with it if I come in contact with it.
Officials are warning if you see Stone, do not attempt to apprehend him. Just call police. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.